Ukraine is confronting an atypical challenge in its refugee crisis. The IMF is denying Nepal's request for help, and a ministry is giving us a crash course on how to save a human life. We'll find out more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. According to the UNHCR's latest report, 900,000 Ukrainians have fled the country to escape violence. Many lost their homes, and Ukraine's economy is a wreck. But through the work of Slavic Gospel Association, believers are finding hope. SGA's Brett Laird.
We work very closely with the Ukrainian Baptist Union. It has about 1,500 churches, and many of those churches in the east have really suffered as a result of the war. I mean, some have been destroyed by direct shell fire. Thousands of believers have been forced to flee. So we've been trying to help them get resettled.
SGA isn't just assisting Christians. They're assisting the local church to help meet physical needs of unbelievers, too, and show them the love of Christ.
It doesn't do a whole lot of good to make people's earthly life a little better if we don't do anything about their eternal destiny. And so distributing through the local church is the only way to ensure that people are getting spiritual bread as well as physical.
Laird's asking you to pray for SGA's ministry or consider donating to its Crisis Evangelism Fund. Our website will get you started. Well, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees estimates that there are around 2 million Iraqi refugees, and half are kids. They've had to leave everything behind, including school. But now, through local church leaders, Voice of the Martyrs is starting a Christian school in the region. They want to bring the love of Christ to every household and refugee camp through the children. So far, around 100 kids are enrolled. Go to our website to find ways you can pray for them. This is Mission Network News. Nepal won't be getting debt relief from the International Monetary Fund after all. Why? The damage the country suffered from April's quake isn't quite severe enough. It puts an already poor country in a shaky situation as it tries to rebuild. Asian Access is helping the national church networks reach out to 13 quake-hit districts. Would you consider helping the people of Nepal with basic supplies, encouragement, and the love of Christ? We've got a direct link at missionnews.org. There are over 400 different sign languages worldwide, and less than 1% has a complete translation of the Bible. The Deaf Bible Society began addressing this in 2013 and grew to the point that they needed change. That's why they're separating from their founder, Faith Comes By Hearing, to become a new ministry. J.R. Bucklew of Deaf Bible Society.
Faith Comes By Hearing is not involved in Bible translation. But we're seeing an increasing need for us to be involved in translation when it comes to sign language.
They want to have translation projects started for 75% of the deaf population by 2025.
Right now, we see about 34 sign language projects going on in the world, and we've identified 10 languages that if we could start projects in those 10 people groups, that these 44 languages that are ongoing right now, these translation projects, could represent about 80% of the world's deaf population.
Learn more about the deaf community and how you can help at our website. And how do you save a life? Stop, collaborate, and listen. Life Matters Worldwide is connecting pregnancy care centers in the U.S. with PCCs overseas to do just that. Life Matters' Tom Lothamer.
Sometimes they're the lone ranger. They're the only center in that country. And they don't have anyone to turn to.
Through Life Matters, the staff of foreign pregnancy care centers are being mentored and supported by their peers in the West. These partnerships are multifaceted, but a single purpose runs through each of them.
The real bottom line is the gospel. It's about offering a service to women and men and families in this area of pregnancy, but also letting them know that Their greatest need is spiritual.
If you're praying for unborn lives, there's a place for you on this team. Learn more and connect with Life Matters Worldwide at our website, missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes By Hearing. A Bible stick is a portable digital audio player that plays on-demand, high-quality, dramatized recordings of the New Testament. Activate your name by clicking on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.